school's history. With that change came other milestones scattered throughout the person's life, changes that were significant and remarkable, choices and decisions that would bring the person into the Bloomberg's list of the wealthiest people of 2019. While the destination itself sounds fantastic and definitely noteworthy, it is equally important to look at the journey, and that's what we're going to look at. The journey that led someone from a point where success was not the main focus to a point where success became a definition. But wait, before we dive into the journey of the person, there's just one important thing left to do, an introduction. I welcome you to take a glimpse into the life of Ray Dalio, now a billionaire hedge fund manager, investor, and philanthropist. We're going to look at his life before he acquired the billionaire status, the journey that led him to where he is now, and the lessons we can learn from a man who has lived a life that could easily be the plot of a Hollywood movie. Chapter 1, Stage of Life, Birth of an Investor, 1949 to 1975. August 8th. Much of the first half of the 1940s was taken over by events surrounding World War II. You can pick any August 8th from 1940 to 1945, and chances are there were probably more tragedies and conflicts recorded in history on those days than any hopeful or joyful events. August 8th, 1942. A group of German saboteurs had entered Washington to wreak havoc on the city's civil infrastructure. Thankfully, they were caught before they could bring any of their plans to fruition. August 8, 1945. The Soviet Union decided to declare war on Japan. To show how serious they were about their decision, they readied over 1 million soldiers to enter Manchuria, which was a Japanese-occupied territory in China. Looking at all these events, it might seem that the date August 8 is one filled with chaos, war, and misery. Before 1945, any date would line up with some conflict, bloodshed, and strife. There was a reason it was called World War II. It affected all corners of the globe. But what about the August 8s that followed the end of the World War in 1945? Surely they must have shown some remarkable, hopeful, and transformational events. That's not true at all. Post-1945 would bring about a few changes to the world, but most of the nations would be focused on repairs and reconstruction. Immigration would become a problem as people shifted away from war-torn countries and moved to places where there would be more opportunities. And so it was the case with New York. Not only was the city becoming a home to European immigrants, because of which the Immigration Act of 1924 was enacted to stop the flow of immigrants into the country because of the war, but add to that the problems of the Great Depression that took place from 1929 to 1939. New York, and for that matter, much of the United States, was in an economic recovery period. And so, August 8th, 1949 was not a date that promised a lot. Immigrants were still moving into New York from the after effects of the war, this time from many of the Asian countries. The economy was slowly but steadily trying to rebound. It was this New York that Ray Dalio was born into. Because of that, Ray was not born into a family that could provide him with many opportunities. His father was a jazz musician. During the 1940s, the jazz age had created a big impression. The new music form was largely credited to African Americans, but eventually one could notice a shift in the scene as the music became popular among white, middle-class citizens. Back in the day, with racial tensions still high in many parts of America, accepting a form of art created by African Americans was indeed a major cultural shift. This was because it gave an opportunity for many young people to challenge long-established traditions of previous generations. Of course, white jazz players would receive more recognition and opportunities to play on the radio. This was a huge communication medium back in the day. Think of radio like the Netflix of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. But that would not stop the African-American jazz players from making the most out of every opportunity they received. As jazz grew in popularity, there were legends such as Louis Armstrong.